Om Shanti, good morning. Silence is indeed golden. So I was quite inspired from our teachings this morning because it is encouraging us to spend time in introspection, to be introvertive, to look inside, be inward facing. We expend far too much energy on looking out there, trying to fix things out there, working on our aesthetics and ambience, making our environment look pretty. If we would only spend as much time looking inside and working on the inner environment. And that's what meditation does. In meditation, we are working in the room of our mind. We are trying to make our inner world look pretty. And so to look inside, we need to become silent. A frantic mind will want to fill those empty moments with chatter of one kind or another. And if it's not a person, it will be the radio or the TV. Some people enter the house and they just open the windows so that they're able to hear the outside world. They cannot stand the silence. So for the novice entering the silent path, the quiet can indeed feel very uncomfortable. But remember that we were born out of silence and we will return to silence again. For a yogi, the silence begins in the mind. A quiet and peaceful mind filled with few thoughts. For a mind that has discovered silence, words will then be weighed carefully before being spilled. For the soul knows that words are energy that cannot be taken back. For souls who trust in silence, wisdom follows like a shadow, and for them silence is indeed golden. Silence is a language that the yogi must learn. Silence is a path that the spiritual mind must walk to truly discover the self, no matter how hard or painful. Silence is the healing that the soul has been waiting for, yearning for. Silence helps us conserve our energy. We expend too much through sound and words. Imagine if all that quiet energy was used to empower the soul. So the food for the body is fruits and vegetables. Food for the mind is thoughts. And food for the soul is silence. There is a certain magic that happens when we are silent. The penny drops. Realizations come easily. Decisions can be made smoothly. In fact, silence speaks volumes if we just take a moment to listen. But not a forced silence, because that also releases an energy which is not a very positive or welcoming one. So today, let us try and spend some time having solitude, being with ourselves alone. But not lonely, alone but not lonely, sitting in solitude, creating few thoughts but powerful thoughts, and really marinating in the silence. Because that is the only thing that's going to empower the soul. Spiritual truths teach us how most of the laws are actually contrary to what we have believed. that if you run after success in the world, then that is more powerful. But meditation teaches us that the more you're quiet, the more you are still, that is actually victory for the self, victory for the soul. So today, wishing you a very silent day, quiet day, but also an empowered day. Om Shanti.